We believe that humanity should no longer pollute the Earth, but the Titans, whose souls are pulled down by gravity, think only of ravaging it.
The surprise inspection that was a scheduled inspection turned out to be an actual surprise inspection. So you rushed to kind of do the deal that you made with your AUG sponsor, which was to secretly hide the gigantic prototype Psycho Gundam on a transport ship. And then once the inspection was done, move it back. And now you are on your way out of Von Braun. But someone caught notice and several Solomuses, you know, held you from behind for a more thorough inspection, because they believe that you smuggled something somehow. And Captain Tom was basically like, we can't do this time. We're get busted. So we're going to be forced to fight and flee. And that's pretty much where we left off, if I recall correctly. Other things that happened that are tangential to the main plot, but are going on and very important to certain people. Cinco, you were shot in the stomach by who you believe to be a former friend of yours, Rast Marco.
Right.
Okay. And you were saved by Lee Bashir, who was not supposed to be off the ship.
Right.
And you confronted him about that, and he confessed that, yeah, he was trying to run, but he didn't rat anyone out.
A lot of twists and deceptions and secrets involving squeaky little guys.
He swore that he was not the one to actually leak the info that caused, like, the raid at the McDaniels that the mercenary team was involved in. And that's kind of been what you guys have been dealing with, is the fallout of that and then the secret inspection. Also, Capri has a thing going on with Jared Mesa, of all people.
Yeah, dude.
They went on a date and she's been implicated, but so far no one knows that except Wolf, who has a photo. I don't think Wolf's shown that to anyone.
Not yet.
Yeah, no. I think Wolf has applied pressure to certain people, but I don't think, like, he's shown the evidence to anybody. But it looks bad for Capri if shared. I think that's all the background stuff that was going on interpersonal drama-wise.
The photo was, like, around the McDaniels place too, right?
Yes, it was a grainy, like, CCTV photo from the street outside of the McDaniels. And you saw two Titans in uniform, presumably a Titan not in uniform, which was Jared, and Capri standing together just outside of the raid.
Yeah, so you didn't show us the photo, but you definitely mentioned it to us.
Yeah, I mentioned it.
We were under the impression that Bashir might have triggered her, or at least Holden was under that impression.
Ah, yes, I remember now.
Yeah.
So amongst all that, now you are going to have to fight the Earth Federation to get out of Luna's airspace safely.
Not if we just bum rush over to re-entry.
Well, you can bum rush as quickly as you can, but you do have to shake your pursuers. That's kind of the issue here.
They're not going to re-enter, are they?
No, but also your ship isn't either.
Oh, so we have to protect Tom.
Y'all are going down in MSs with Baluts or how
whatever. Tom has served his purpose.
Yo.
Yo. Dear God.
He shall go the way of his son.
Yo, bro. No, too far.
Okay, Tom has kind of issued you all to your hangars. He pulls Cinco back for a moment. You good to go out there? I know you just, he looks at your gut injury where you've been shot.
He looks at your hole.
He looks at the hole.
He looks right through the hole. I've got this, Captain. Thank you.
Right, just don't push yourself. That goes for the rest of you, too. We're not trying to fight the Earth Federation here. We're just trying to break free of them and get enough distance between them so we can do our re-entry mission, all right?
Got it. Bum rush re-entry.
Just don't get tangled up. Don't get too involved.
I forgot, does Tom know who Cinco is?
I would presume so, yes.
Does he know the true identity of Cinco Venus?
He has had conversations where he has mentioned you from the past.
Okay, I don't want to be inconsistent here, so.
It's been established that I think everyone knows who you are, except for Holden.
I don't know
except
him.
Except for Holden.
Well, everyone who would have known you in the past knows you.
But Cinco thinks that Tom knows who he is.
I mean, that's up for you to decide, but I would say Tom is willing to play along with you pretending to be a new person.
I think that Tom and Madgun are the only two people Cinco thinks knows who he is.
Yeah,
I was under that. Yeah.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure I didn't say anything that stood out to you guys in the past that contradicts that.
I haven't entirely decided if Madgun's like playing along or if he's like, I just don't care. He wants to be Cinco. He can be fucking Cinco. Fuck it.
Tom is a man who is willing to allow others to reinvent themselves if they so choose, because okay. He has reinvented himself a number of times.
Well, in that
absolute
case,
fucking unit.
In that case, I'm gonna say this before I leave. I'm good. Thank you, Tom. Remind me that after this, I gotta tell you something. It's about this gunshot right here.
Right. It can probably wait. Okay.
Right.
We have time after this if we lose them quick enough before we re-entry. We have a grace period.
Sounds good.
Be safe out there.
Yes, sir. You too.
Hear that, fellas? We got a grace period after we shake these guys off.
Woo! Beach episode! So. Mm-hmm.
That means we can't bum rush re-entry, I guess.
You can kind of bum rush re-entry. Everyone is going to launch in their mobile suits, presumably, but Capri has a choice. Capri.
Oh, God.
Capri, yes. You can launch in the Psycho Gundam prototype, or you can launch in your gym.
Oh, choices, choices.
Why would I do that?
Well, the gym would be more maneuverable, and you are not supposed to get held down, but also the Psycho Gundam might provide a shock effect that causes people to suddenly not want to follow you guys anymore, you know?
But the Psycho Gundam, like, provides a warm, fuzzy place for your brain.
It does.
Yes, it does.
It's like a warm, like a cozy nest of blankets and cats during a hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless there's, like, intervention between me and someone else, I would pick the Psycho
okay,
Gundam.
All right. Does anyone want to try to convince Capri as she takes steps toward the Psycho Gundam to not maybe pilot the Psycho Gundam?
Woof would.
I feel like Cinco would naturally want to say something as well.
We all see her doing
the
it. Like,
whole crew is like,
whoa, 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 whoa. Like everyone fucking in the fucking anger all at once.
What?
No one speak up at once, guys.
She noticed us all just standing behind her, kind of like, hey,
I seem to have developed a couple of shadows.
Capri, maybe.
Capri, just,
don't get into that fucking thing.
Maybe not at this moment.
But why?
Because you're unstable. And I don't trust you.
We trust you, but also the unstable part is true.
Yeah. It's not you we don't trust. It's this machine. It just, you know how it affects you, and maybe we don't need that right now.
The high-pressure situation. I need to, as much as I hate it, I need to trust this team. And with you in there, I can't do that.
Capri, give me your keys. give me your keys, Capri.
I don't have keys.
You don't have keys?
I don't think you have keys.
Holden hides his keys. Yeah, that'd be stupid. Why would a mobile suit run off keys?
That's crazy.
Guys.
Maybe after you get more practice with it, you know, later on.
It just seems like the best idea to have us all in, you know, mobile suits we can handle really well.
What's my motivation here? Do I get a reward?
Yeah. We'll give you a reward if you can kick ass in this gym.
Yeah, Holden looks in his pocket. All he has is keys.
Holden said he'll give you the keys to his what are the keys to that for? What's that?
It's to my gym.
Oh.
It's how I started. A pirate gave me this. It's how he starts.
He said it was normal. He swore it was normal.
Yeah, he'll give you the keys to his gym. And then you can use them. They definitely work.
Don't have a gold star adjacent thing to offer her. Other than the keys to my gym.
Hey, I mean, hey, Capri, how about I get you a nice plushie to match that Zaku baby you got? You know, like a like a little Gelgugu baby.
Gelgugu-gaga, baby.
Yeah.
That is pretty tempting. I mean, you promise I can be in the Psycho Gundam again later?
Yeah, promise. You'll have all the time you need to practice and master that thing after all this.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Y'all are no fun.
I know. I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
I'm fun. I'm pretty fun.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm like no fun.
Aw, man. I'm sorry.
I'm just a baby.
I'm just a little baby. I don't know I'm not fun.
I have removed myself from the group and gone to my GM. Yeah, I left.
He's already starting it up.
No, that's not how it works.
All right, so everyone is going to be launching in their normal mobile suits.
It doesn't feel right.
It does feel lacking, you know? You don't have that bloaty head feeling that the Psycho Gundam gives you. But you drop into a nice headspace of murder mode, though, you know?
Yeah.
I do like that.
So zen. Murder mode.
Very familiar headspace there. So, since you guys are like, since the Saint Sebastian's moving, y'all aren't going to launch out of the catapult. That would be like counterproductive. So, you're just going to kind of, the hangar's going to open and y'all are going to step out and go. All right.
That means we can't say something cool when we're getting launched.
I mean, you can.
Red Rocket! I cartwheel off of the thing.
Yeah, you can still say it, but you're just going to be walking out of the hangar.
What would Holden say?
Yeah, it's Holden time. And then he just like,
walks.
Starts floating out. Yeah, just
floats out. Oh, yeah, it seems kind of on brand.
Yeah, I like that.
So behind you are a number of Salamises, few of them kind of a pinkish red color that is familiar with the Luna's space defense.
Those are big ships, right?
Salamises, they're not that big, no. They're like picket line ships, basically.
Do they hold mobile suits?
Usually the mobile suits hold
them.
I was trying to say that, but
holy shit!
Usually they rest on the hull and then they detach as needed.
Adam posted pictures of that at some point. How do you not remember that?
It wasn't to scale, okay?
It might not have been to scale.
I don't know. I just don't remember them posting it. Really,
you see. Four Salamises and at least two teams of MSs, five in each team. These are probably going to be Gym 2s. Again, you're fighting the Earth Federation Space Force here, not the Titans. Captain Tom kind of goes on the open comms here.
All right, remember, don't get too tied into combat, okay? We're going to try to keep this moving, okay? Also, the Earth Federation, they're not Titans, all right?
Don't kill them.
Maybe don't shoot the cockpits if you can avoid it. Hmm.
You got it.
Here's a picture of a Salamis, by the way, so everyone else.
I don't like
that's
that.
Not a Salamis.
Is it?
Nope.
Is it not a Salamis?
Nope.
Not.
Nope. Nope.
What is this?
That's a Bond dog in its transformable mode.
Oh. Is that in any way relevant to what's happening now?
No.
Like, are these guys anywhere? Are they lurking?
It will be.
They'll be back.
It will be irrelevant soon, yes.
Eventually, Holden's going to pilot that thing.
We're going to start with a volley being fired at the Saint Sebastian and you guys.
Oh, I guess we should get our character sheets out.
Yeah. I'll need everyone to give me a poise, maneuver, and mobility. At a +2, because technically you guys are pretty far away, and there's a ship between you and their line of ships, so.
I got a 9. That's 2 degrees of success.
I rolled a 13.
Well, okay, then you fail by two. All right, yep. Cool.
I needed a 15 with the two bonus, and I rolled a total of 9. A 6, 1, and 2.
Jesus.
Cinco's min-max. It's not fucking fair.
It's min-max.
All right. Furin?
I needed an 8. I rolled a 11.
Damn, I thought Wolf was good.
He's right, not so good at Wolf. Maneuvering. He's good at Wolf. Shooting. That's it.
Wolf and Mad Gun. Wolf and Mad Gun. Okay. And then Cat. What did Capri get?
I rolled... I think my target was 12. And I rolled an 11.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
So that means only Wolf and Mad Gun failed?
Old man.
Yeah, wow. Way to just throw us under the bus there, Adam.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit targeted.
Oh, the whole world, we suck.
So reduce your armor on your mobile suit by 6.
6?
Yeah, these are ship cannons you're getting hit with.
I refuse.
That's my not armor fair. Says 3.
Oh, you've been repaired since then, so start with it as 10, because I believe you start at 10, I think.
So they're trying to kill us? If they're trying to kill us, we should try to kill them. It's only yes. fair.
You can yes. do that if you want. You don't have to listen to Captain
Why would
Tom.
We go out in a fucking volley? That's stupid.
It's because we didn't get catapulted. It's Tom's fault. He's trying to get us killed.
All right, I'm going to kill him.
I've never said Tom is a competent captain.
Hey!
So why is he called Captain Tom then, huh?
Because it is huh? the rank.
Yeah, yeah, how'd that happen?
Because it is the rank that he wound up in by being around, reliable, fighting in a guerrilla war, and having everyone around him of a higher rank die.
Sounds pretty competent, not dying and stuff.
That is true. Everyone in the higher rank died. He didn't die. Although, wouldn't technically we should be higher ranks than him?
Because you've done more not dying?
Yeah.
I see. So, a volley shot, indirect hit.
Indirect hit, 6 points of damage. Shut up.
Holy Jesus
shit.
Christ.
Is everyone all right?
Maybe we should just leave. Let's just bum rush the re-entry. We could leave no, Tom to deal.
So while some hits hit the hull of the Saint Sebastian, 2 hit both Wolf and Mad Gun, who take the hits somewhere on their armor. Your discretion of where you want to be battle scarred, I suppose.
Left leg.
Cool. It's battle scarred.
Hey, Adam, I wanted to hit the shield.
Ooh.
Oh, then you can just negate the hit if you want to destroy the shield.
He's cheating. He's fucking
not cheating. It's not cheating. Destroy.
Yeah, he does lose
cheating.
A shield out of
That's
it.
That's how the shield works.
It's cheating.
I'm going to throw Mad Gun my extra shield.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just going to let it hit like...
No, I have an extra shield. You could take the hit, and then we'll both have shields.
It's fine. We'll do, like, left arm.
Okay, so you are going to take the hit and not let the shield?
Yeah, I'm going to take the hit. I might need the shield later.
I have an extra shield. You think I need 2 shields? Is that what it is?
I think that you need to be readily prepared for the future. So 2 shields is a great plan.
Thanks. That's actually a good advice.
Holy shit. Wolf, Mad Gun, you guys all right?
I've had worse.
I'm all right.
Hell yeah. Let's keep pushing.
So, there are 2 teams of Gem 2. We're just going to call them Team A and Team B. They both consist of 5 guys.
Shut up. Overpriced.
So, you have your choice. Team A is going to be on, like, the back left side, and Team B is going to be on the back right side. Of where you're out at the front, kind of looking back behind the Saint Sebastian. Again, it's popcorn turn order, so any of y'all who want to go first can go first, and then y'all just baton pass it around.
Wolf goes first.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, I pull out my nuke launcher and I delete the one team.
You delete the one team? You just delete it?
Yeah.
And erase.
And gone.
Okay, so there's like 2 teams, you said, A and B? And it's like the same kind of gems. Is it gems?
Yeah, they're gems, yep.
Okay. Are they all, do they all have the same loadout? Just boring old weapons?
Pretty much, yep. These are stock Federation gem 2s, pretty much.
Those losers.
Whoa, what happened to all of our RP points?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, where are the fucking Destiny donut?
Y'all are not doing good, though. I will.
I think Zach used them all last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
I will give you two back for a unmentionable thing in the future.
What about the volley? I feel like the volley kind of blindsided us. We should get two more.
I think we should get like four more.
That's just fun.
I don't think it's fair that you get to decide all willy-nilly what's a bad thing and what's a good thing.
You wanted more narrative points?
Democracy!
No, shut up. Don't test them.
Basically, what we were doing is you just describe to me what you want to do, and I will tell you if it's possible or not based on like the current economy that I've worked out. It's kind of what we're doing.
Okay, so I was just hit by a volley. I see the two teams. And yes. I'm going to...
delete them.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just going to delete
them. Like, after all of that, it's like...
I'm going to shoot at the frontmost guy in team... B.
Gotcha. That'll be B5 without an aim action or anything that. I would say, give me a keen firearms and optics.
A 12? Fucking hell. Google dice roll very high, I feel like.
They do.
I don't like them.
They're liars and cheaters.
That's two successes.
That's still a hit, though. Yeah, he's not doing well at all.
Good.
That beam from the long-range beam rifle impacts him and sends him, like, veering off away from leading his little squad.
Good.
Who are you passing your turn to?
Who's closest to me? Probably MadGun, because he got hit too.
Yeah, that would make sense.
MadGun.
Yes.
Take revenge.
Okay, I'll take it.
You want me to take it?
I have a cat debuff right now. Leave me the fuck alone.
All right, I'll take it. Gets up out of chair.
Just opens up the cockpit and jumps into space.
The best revenge is served cold.
Jumps into space with pistol. Just like the old days. Floating toward the enemy.
What is my turn?
It is your turn, yes.
I think I will target B5 as well.
All right, you're going to try to mop them up. Cool. You gonna aim ahead of time, get a bonus, or are you just gonna shoot?
I mean, we're far enough away. I think I can afford to take time to aim. So yeah, I'll aim.
Give me a keen, a firearms, and a optics. And then you're firing with your 70mm cannon, no?
Yeah, I'm firing with a big one.
Since your optics is 3 and your firearms is 3, since you aimed, you can replace one of those 3s with a 5 instead. So it's
2 + 5 = 7 + 3 = 10, and I rolled a 5.
Wait, what do you mean 2? What?
Awesome.
Oh, I didn't know your keen was that goddamn low. Holy shit. No, replace the 2 with the 5, Matt.
It's 5 + 3 + 3, so it's like 11. Yeah.
Okay, well, do that. Either way, I still rolled a 5. Okay. 5 successes or 11 or 6 successes.
Still, okay, cool. I did not know your keen was a 2. Dear God. All right.
Said I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
That's going to do him in. That long-range beam rifle that Wolf fired knocks him off course. He kind of starts veering off downward, and then you adjust and fire your cannon.
You see that, Wolf? It's like Neo duck hunting.
And you knock him back like a bowling pin, and then it explodes.
It explodes. That's a person, Adam. That human died.
Who are you passing the baton to?
Let's go with Capri. I want to see what Capri's doing.
Okay. How many aggressors we got going on?
Now you have 9 instead of 10.
I'll just keep attacking the B team.
Okay. There's 1 through 4 on that. We'll just say you're attacking 1. How are you attacking them?
Yeah, I guess I'm hitting them with that machine gun. Pop, pop, pop.
Give me a keen firearms optics then.
Why is it so high?
Why you rolled so high?
Yeah, that's a lot of failure.
All right. So you send a volley in their direction and to no effect. Who are you passing it off to then?
Holden.
All right, Holden, it is your turn.
All right. I want to charge up my beam bident. I want to just thrust in as fast as I can. I think so. The 3 Salamises, are they on the attack?
Yeah, they're the ones who fired the volley. That's why that volley was bad.
Yeah, so 10 mobile suit and 3 Salamises. That's a fucking lie. We should just bum run to the infantry. Anyways.
Just delete them.
Now, I'm going to attack one of the Salamis. I'm going to try to come from beneath as low as I can with my beam bite.
All right.
Do I know where the engine is? Would Holden know where an engine is?
It would be pretty obvious on a Salamis. It's at the back.
Yeah, I'm attacked the back.
All right, so you're going to try to make it dead in the water pretty much?
Yeah, or explode. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
One of those. Whatever happens.
Just make it stop.
Describe the actual physical attack. Are you going to hit it with the beam Biden or like throw it or...
I'm not throwing my Biden. Jesus.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I mean, you also have the poon gun, so, you know.
Yeah, it's also dog shit. The Biden says range close. I didn't know I could throw it. Wouldn't range be not close if I could throw it?
Yeah, it'd be at least like
mid-range,
right? Yeah,
to be fair, if you throw it, the beams would deactivate because it's powered by your reactor. So that's actually a bad idea. Don't do that. Don't listen to me.
I don't.
See, this is why we don't.
All right.
You're trying to fuck us every turn. I know you, Adam.
You could throw your valuable weapon.
You could throw your valuable weapon.
But the beams might turn off. I won't mention that, though.
Give me poise and
poise,
then
really?
Okay. Melee. Because you're making a flanking approach. So yeah, poise, whatever. Melee.
If I came in from the front, would it be something else?
It would be more aggressive. So yeah, grit or something. Yeah.
I feel like Holden would do that. He knows what would make the most sense to his skill set, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like, I'm not real good from back attacks.
I will allow it, but for future reference, the vibe you give me is what I'll tell you to roll.
From the front.
It'll be grit, melee, and we'll do reactor because you're pushing yourself to get there quickly.
What the f...
I hate the Google Dice so much.
You need to fix Dice Maiden. Fix it, Adam. I got a 16. Yeah. I have never rolled a 16 before.
What? Oh, my God. Holy fuck,
look up a different
dude.
Dice roller. I'll take this one, but I'm using a different dice roller.
Yeah. Or use, like, some physicals, right? Hey, it's working now. Hey, Dice Maiden's working now, guys.
Is it?
Okay, well, I get to re-roll because
We were supposed to use dice.
Yeah, let's use the real dice now.
Boom, 9.
Woo!
I did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Google can suck my balls.
Yeah.
All right. 3 degrees of success.
Thank God.
Yeah, 3 degrees, Adam. Suck it.
All right. You attack the back thrusters of the Salamis after kind of zipping around toward it. It starts to malfunction and power down in the rear.
In the rear.
Did you see I have 5 penetration, Adam?
This one seems to be dead in the water.
I have 5 penetration. Did you see that?
I did. I did see it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It seems to be dead in the water, relying on like secondaries and stuff. And so it is not completely out of the fight or anything like that, because it still has power. It's still operational, but it's not going to be able to do much. And it's also probably very scared. Probably caused a huge panic on the enemy line because of them getting flanked.
I want to use my second. Was it reaction?
You want to burn a reaction to do something else?
I want to make it explode. I want to explode it.
I don't know if you can explode it with a reaction.
Really?
Yeah.
What if I burn my next action?
What if I sacrifice all my things that I can do in the future?
All right.
If you use up your minor action and your reaction, you can do another attack if you want.
No, I don't care.
Okay. Cool. You still have those then.
Cool.
Gotcha. Who are you passing it to?
I don't know. The enemy. No, I'll pass it to Cinco.
Y'all keep joking about that, but in the future...
Yeah, I know, you can do it. I don't want to. No one should do that.
Well, what if y'all end up not liking each other anymore as characters?
When will that ever happen?
No.
Now.
Or I guess you can try and get an enemy to step into your trap or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Throw the turn at them.
You can bait it in, because like having everyone's turn stacked up kind of allows better coordination, potentially. So, all right, Cinco, it is your turn. What are you doing?
All right. I'm still at a distance, so I'm going to invoke one of my bonuses. Watch and learn, guys. I ready my beam rifle.
Uh-huh.
And my strategy is to try and render all of the mobile suits useless torsos, So I'm going to try and headshot a few on the left, on the A team.
Okay. You can try to do that to one, potentially, and if you want to do another major attack.
I'm going
to
wait until they line up just right and shoot all five of their heads. All right, no, I'll shoot one.
You can do at a maximum of two, pretty much, if you want.
Really?
Yeah, if you want to use your reaction and your minor action.
Oh, I'm invoking watch and learn, which just gives me a plus one when other people are watching.
All right. I will say that sounds like a keen firearms optics. Who are you starting with? There's A team's complete. B team's lost their commander.
Yeah, I'm going for A team.
Okay, you going for A team commander?
I'm
going
to start with A team commander, yeah.
Gotcha, cool.
Woo! So four successes.
Yeah, you definitely hit him. You fucked up his main camera, for sure.
Hell yeah.
He's still in the fight technically, but he doesn't have a main camera, so he's going to be shit. Do you want to attack him again or one of the grunts behind him?
While I'm still at a distance, I'm going to keep the beam rifle and go for another head. We'll go for the guy on his right.
Okay, that's A3. Anyone got bingo yet? Okay.
I didn't pay attention.
B5, A3. A's not even in bingo.
I'm sorry.
More like battleship.
Bango.
Bango.
All right. Just do the same roll. And just to be clear, this is going to eat your reaction and your minor action. So if something tries to attack you, you won't be able to dodge or evade or anything like that. But you are far back. You're back at the St. Sebastian.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right. I'm going to invoke another bonus, my three times faster, which allows me to reroll up to three times per combat. Reroll one dice.
What the fuck?
Okay.
So right. I will reroll the six, obviously. So I have a five, a two.
It's cheating.
Reroll that six.
Come on. Damn it!
Got another six, guys.
Hey, I can do it again, though.
I can do it again.
It says up to three times per combat.
Up to three
times. I'm going to just do it one more time and save the other one.
Uh-huh.
Does per combat mean this whole encounter?
Yeah, the entire encounter, not per turn. That'd be fucked if it was per turn.
Yeah. Per turn, that's stupid.
Okay, cool.
Did that make you squeeze by?
Yes. I got like three successes or some shit.
It's 11 now. How did you get three?
Oh, it's 11. Yeah. Okay, no, so two. I have two successes.
You take that one's head as well. So two headshots back to back. That is, again, main cameras. You can operate without a main camera. It just kind of sucks. Who are you passing it to? Oh, wait.
Bum.
I have to pass it to the enemy.
He gets to choose whoever he wants. Pass it to Bashir. Let's see what that dude's doing.
Yeah, let's see what he's got.
He's on the toilet shitting.
Bashir's in his cell. He's rocking back and forth, cradling his head.
He gets a combat move.
He spends his combat turn crying. He passes to Lon Doc.
This is bullshit. Wait, Lon Doc's out here? Forgot about him.
Yeah, I was about to ask. I was about to ask, is he out here with us?
Everyone forgets about Lon Doc. Why would he not be out here with you guys? He's a pilot.
That's hilarious. Oh, shit, Doc, you snuck up on me. Good God.
Where do you want me, Cinco?
Here, go for the A team. Everyone else has got the B team, so help me out.
Gotcha.
All right, he's going to take a shot. He'll follow your lead and go for cameras. All right, no.
What happened?
I mean, Lon Duck takes his shot if that one misses. I'm going to say he's going to do the same thing you did, though, and use his reaction and minor action. That one hits, though, and so he gets number two's main camera.
Fuck yeah. Nice shot, dude.
Ah, thanks. Yeah, you too.
Thanks, man.
Good work, Lon Doc.
Thanks.
You're really doing it, buddy. You really got it going on now.
Don't gas him up.
You attacking a whole Solomus out there by yourself? That's it's really cool.
He's swept off his brow.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's just, a lot of aces in the 1 year war, just fucking do.
Cuts his comps.
even the 15-year-old girl is doing better than him out here.
15-year-old
Capri's like 19, right? How old is she?
I'm 22 now.
Yeah, come on, man. That's like 35 in gun.
I don't know about you, but I'm fucking 22.
Hey guys, I just wanted to shout out our newest patron, Hellsith. Welcome aboard.
If you too would like to help support what we do here at Dead Set Media, please consider joining the Dead Set Media Patreon, where you can get exclusive early access to our latest episodes multiple hours before the rest of the world. It really is a spectacular deal. Link in the description. All right, thanks guys, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
All right, let's see how I'm going to say that Holden, Team B, who's lost their commander, pivots suddenly.
They're going to run away.
No, they pivot suddenly. Well, they're running away.
They lost their commander. They're going to run away.
They're running away by going back to their Solemus that you attacked.
Oh, fuck. I was like, oh shit. Boys, cover me. I should have yelled that before, but
well, we're out of turns, sorry.
So you still have your react.
10 turns wasted on beaten hold into a pulp.
It's only 4. It's only 4 turns because it's only Team B that's attacking.
I should have murdered back. Their commander. That would have made them run away.
But they're going to all shoot at you.
I want to hide behind the Solemus.
Hey, not a bad fucking idea.
Because they're in one direction. I'm in the opposite direction. The Solemus is in between us.
I'm going to say, give me a tact, awareness, and mobility.
Hey, 1 degree.
All right, you zip behind the Solemus, and their shots go wide from their guns.
Oh, shit! Oh, fuck! Oh, shit!
Yeah, it was a lot of gunfire that you barely avoided as it zipped by you. They are, you know, still going to be closing in on you, and next turn, it'll be melee time with 4 of them and 1 of you. So
yeah, but the Solemus is destroyed now, right?
It took some damage, but they're only firing, like, bullpups. They're, like, it's not going to, you know, probably blow up from that. It would take a lot more damage than that.
I was just wondering if I could, like, use it as a permanent shield, you know?
You can continue to try to, like, ring around the roseate with them, I suppose. It'll just be a perpetual evade test.
Yeah, but I have my boys covering me now.
Oh, no, I lost both of my contacts. I can't cover you.
I guess that's up to your boys.
Cover me! Cover me! Just circling around this Solemus. There's 4 of them. That would never work. Like, one of them would just, they just had to go the opposite
Eventually,
way.
Eventually, one would go
Hopefully
the other way, yeah.
Smart enough to, like, split the party and fucking, you know.
Are they, though? Can I intuit that?
I mean, if it comes to that, I'll roll for them to decide if they're smart enough to fucking figure that out.
Oh, my God.
I might try it for 1 turn. We'll see.
All right. 1 is going to take shots at Cinco, because Cinco kind of devastated 1A squad. So, Cinco, you have some incoming fire. Would you like to evade?
I can't.
He can if he uses a fate point.
But I can tell Doc to run in front of me, right?
You could tell Lon Doc to run in front of you.
I'm not going to do that.
Good.
4 is going to fire. He's going to fire at Lon Doc. That's a hit.
Aw.
Lon Doc takes a hit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I think it's fine. It's just, wow, that really did almost nothing to me. Wow.
Ugh. Hey, Lon, why'd you Good. Take that hit?
I'm sorry.
Look alive out there, buddy. I thought you were on it, but I'm not sure anymore.
I'll do better.
Fucking got this guy.
I'm right. saying that while I'm running from a, like, 5 people.
Come on, yeah, man. We're all kind of attacking a Solemus. We're kind of looking at you, buddy.
Not gonna lie, soloing a Solemus and all its gyms. Pretty badass of Holden.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna die though, so.
Well, if you don't, it was really badass though.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right. The 3 without cameras are now going to do their best to shoot all at Cinco, because you're the one who
Oh, God.
You're the one who took their cameras. But it's a really hard target, so.
Hey, Doc took 1 out.
They blame you mostly.
Damn it.
They didn't probably even see him peek his head out and take the pot shot that took the 1 that he got. All right, I'm going to roll for all 3 of them and see if any of them actually hit.
Nope.
That last one did.
Uh-oh.
How bad is it?
It's not that bad. Don't worry.
Oh, what? He doesn't get like 6 points of damage to his armor suddenly out of nowhere?
No, he doesn't. Reduce your armor by 2.
2.
Yeah, it's
Oh,
not.
God.
This is This isn't a volley. This is like shitty MS fire from really far away. Okay. We're going to start back at the top of the turn order. Tom radios into you guys, specifically the ones that are still in contact with the ship. I will ask before I do this, does anyone want to move to support Holden by moving in closer to the ships?
I will.
Okay, cool. All right, so now then contact comms with everyone except Holden and Capri then.
All right, bad news to our front.
What's going on?
In front of you is what would be described as a picket line of three more Salamis ships.
You fucking kidding me? Is that the 2 points? Is that the 2 points you spent? Can we take them back and delete them? Can we use the 2 points to delete them?
No.
What do you mean you get to spend the point? We get to barely do anything with the points and you use them to fucking summon three.
We get to re-roll.
Yeah,
You get re-rolls.
You summon three Salamis out of nowhere. What do you fucking mean? That is not balanced at all.
How many are there?
There's three of them.
There's three new ones.
Yep.
Guys, they're easy to kill. You just shoot their engines.
There's one that's out of deployment. There's four now that are active. And how many little guys we got? We got two on the A team. And then how many on the B team?
Four.
Okay.
Technically, A team still has everyone up and moving. Just three of them don't have heads.
Guys, if we have to put priority on breaking through the picket line. We gotta bum rush this, okay?
Oh,
all right.
No, really?
All right, guys. Why don't you all focus on the Salamises, and Doc and I will take out the mobile suits.
Okay. Holden is engaged on the back end, though, so it might be a little bit hard for him to do that.
Yeah, but I got an idea. Don't worry,
okay.
Guys.
Don't worry.
All right, cool. I mean, I, you know, that's fine, as long as you got an idea, you know?
Yeah. Are there any space barrels? No, I'm just kidding.
Is it still the enemy's turn?
Yes, because the picket line in front of you is about to fire a volley.
Oh, shut up.
That's not fair. They just entered combat. They can't fire.
Yeah, dude. They're like encumbered or whatever.
Let me know when the enemy's turn ends so I can use any actions I still might have.
You can use a reaction at any time to react.
I want to fucking keep it if I need to react to a fucking volley being shot at me.
True.
Okay.
True.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
he's trying to kill you, dude. He's trying to kill you.
He is.
Why would you need a reaction in a time like this?
Just use a reaction.
Here, why don't you throw your beam rifle at him?
So I don't have a reaction. Are they firing at me too?
No. Actually, Holden and Capri are safe because they're behind the Saint Sebastian on the opposite side. This is the front picket line that's firing a volley back.
Do we have a reaction now?
I will say it's a new turn and you have your reaction.
Yeah.
Good. At least finally something's making a little sense. These are new enemies, so they get to start the turn, but it would make sense that it's a new turn.
That seems like the only way to balance out the new guys coming in and immediately having the upper hand.
The first turn, I used 2 out of my 4 actions to attack. I still have 2 left. If we start a new turn now, I need to know that so I can spend those 2 actions.
Yeah. Pop them out quick. The turn's about to restart.
You said earlier it's still the enemy's turn.
Yes, but new turn starting with the enemy.
Okay. That's what I meant. Okay, but while the first turn is still going,
yes,
I would like to charge my rifle.
Cool. At what? It's like a similar action to aiming. Like you need to have a target picked out. Vaguely, at least.
Okay, so
his rifle.
I looked at the Salamis picture. They have a little tower with the cockpit. That's probably the bridge. I'm gonna aim at that for the middle new Salamis that appeared out of fucking nowhere.
Absolutely. Okay. Cool. Is that all you're gonna do with your remaining minor?
Yeah. Two charges. Like two.
Two. Okay. Cool. All right. So new turn now.
It makes me so angry sometimes.
The picket line is going to fire a volley. Everyone's up anew on their reactions. And so give me a poise, maneuver, and mobility to avoid getting hit by the volley.
I got 3 successes.
What the fuck? I'm rerolling that.
All right. All right, all right.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Down one.
Oh, come on.
God bless Dice Maiden, am I right?
Are you kidding me?
Hey, what were y'all saying earlier? Something about Google Dice being unfair?
I rolled a 16, then I rerolled, and I rolled a 15. It's fucking great. Thank you. I guess I have to. I'll take this. I'm not spending another point.
You got any bonuses or anything?
No, I don't. Do I need to calculate how many failures that is?
No.
Don't punish him twice. Come on.
I need a roll from Mad Gun still.
2 + 4 = 6 + 3 = 9. One success.
Yep, because you count the meeting it as a success. All right, so the only one who failed is Wolf.
I see I have a shield. I might use it depending on how much damage I would take, so tell me.
Well, it will reduce your armor by 6, which probably is all your armor.
Yeah.
And then it will do 6 to your frame.
I'm using the shield.
Okay. Boom.
Damn, Fern, I'd give you my extra shield if I was actually there.
The shield catches the hit and it melts away.
Jesus.
As you kind of like lift it up away from yourself.
His gem shakes his hand like it got burnt.
Youch.
You just have a little. We are on player turns again. We started with Holden last time, right? I think.
No, you started with me.
No, Wolf. Yeah. Holden started, but then it said Wolf starts. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Wolf, we'll start with you again then.
So I charged twice. What does that do for my damage?
You get an additional 2 damage on top of
I see.
What it has, yeah.
If I shoot, it's going to be the same keen firearms optics.
For trying to like snipe a cockpit, sure, yeah.
Okay. Do I want to aim, yes or no?
Would that 5 replace anything of use? I think it would for your mobile suit.
The optics, yeah. It would be a 15 target instead of a 13. Which we just learned might be necessary, even in Dice Maiden.
Might be necessary.
I'm not having a good day.
Never shrug off that higher number if a fail.
Oh, man.
Or you could charge again.
Just one more point. I don't know, man. You know what? I'm gonna aim and make this attack move 3 turn actions long. And I'm going to shoot the cockpit.
All right, then just replace that lowest dice with that aim.
It's 15 I need to hit. Don't fuck me now. I didn't need it. I rolled a 6. That is a lot of successes. That's 10.
Hell yeah, dude.
10 successes.
That's
fuck, eat this.
I would say, do you want to describe how your beam destroys the bridge of that center Solemnus?
You hear on the comms from Wolf, and then the charging up noise stops, and a perfectly straight pink beam shoots out, and the cockpit just melts away and explodes the bridge of the Solemnus.
All right, the other two Solemnuses peel in the opposite direction of the center one a little bit, trying to create distance. The Saint Sebastian opens fire and starts getting some shots in on the Solemnuses in front of them. All right, who are you passing your turn to?
Hold. I want to see what his plan is.
Holden, what is your plan?
All right. I want to point my poon gun right at the bridge, and I want them to, because they're their commanders, right? I want them to call off the other ones, or I'm going to shoot. I'm going to kind of bet on them being spineless assholes.
All right. So you're going to make contact comms and make a threat to the bridge.
Oh, you can also use my shot as threat right now. Like,
I would say, yeah, you can get a bonus from that if you work it into your threat.
Yeah, you can be like, you see that? There's more waiting where that's coming from or something.
All right, I got it.
Hey, you see that? There's more waiting where that came from or something.
Excellent. Got him. Yeah. I'm also technically alone. Capri isn't here yet, right?
No, Capri is on her way to support you.
Then I am getting a +1 on top of that, too.
Okay.
For leave it to me, when fighting alone, gain a +1.
Okay, I'm going to say you threatening the bridge in that way is going to be like, we're say a grit, intimidation.
Aw. I forgot I'm not that good at that. But yeah.
I'll give you a plus two for what you're referencing.
Hey, I'm in a mobile suit. I should get that third.
Can I give him my intimidation stat? Because he's making my...
No. But I will give you a plus two from the shot that Wolf took and you referencing it and you doing this threat just as that Solomus in front of everyone explodes. Bridge explodes. So, like, it's on everyone's mind, and then you get your plus one on top of that. So it's technically a plus three.
5, 6, 7, 8. I got to get under an 8. It's not too bad. We might have to do
that.
Work.
You can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 degrees.
Wow. All right.
Destiny.
Oh, man. Stand down. Stand down.
You hear from the bridge commander. It looks like the gyms that were closing on you, like, stopped thrusting toward you. Some of them had their beam sabers at the ready.
Now tell them to kill themselves. No,
you don't want me to kill you, do you? You better kill yourself.
You better kill yourself.
I didn't really think at this point, what's the move here?
I had no idea what
Holy
to do
shit.
Should I, head towards the, guess I'll wait for Capri to get here. That might work. Or at least hold him off until something happens. I don't know.
These Earth Federation people here have a fairly cushy job. They don't want to die for this.
Well, they are. So...
Well, they are. Yeah, fires poon gun and fucking bridge.
when can I be there? Can I be there?
Yeah, I'll pass it to Capri.
All right, Capri, you've arrived. You are there.
I'm here, bitch.
Yes,
there are 4 gyms gathered around Holden's gym. They all have their beam sabers out, but they're not attacking Holden. And Holden has a harpoon gun pressed up against the front glass of the fucking bridge.
I want to tell them to make them leave. I want to see if I could get rid of this whole squad. Just leave.
Yeah.
They have to hang out around their ships. Otherwise, they're dead in space. They can't fly all the way back to Von Braun from here.
I could tell them all to leave.
You can tell them to fuck
the whole
off.
Crew.
Like, get further away, you know?
Yeah, go to Von Braun.
They can't do that. That's too far.
I could tell them to do whatever they want. I have the gun.
I'm just saying that might be unreasonable. They might find that demand unreasonable.
They might be stupid and just try it anyway.
This is my protege, Capri. She will kill you also. So if you guys want to live, that's all of you guys, I suggest you all fuck off in that direction.
And I'm pointing the opposite direction as the other ships.
Cool. Got it. Yeah. More behind you. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll kill.
You hear that?
She'll do it.
Who should I shoot first, Holden?
That guy, if he looks at you weird.
the gym you gestured to is like looks around like panicky.
So nervous that he's looking at her weird.
Big sweat drop on the mobile suit.
Yeah.
just listen to what they say. Man, back down, back down.
And the gyms start slowly boosting behind.
I want to wait till the gyms are gone before I let the Salamis go, too. Or I might just keep the Salamis. He can't really do fuck, right?
You're mine now.
They could do a sneaky and try to shoot you with some guns on the Salamis and maybe try to kill you before you shoot the harpoon gun. But they'd be a bold move, and they don't look like they're prone to bold moves.
Good. Good.
All right. Capri, I won't count that as your full turn. Did you want to do anything here?
Well, can she add to an intimidation? Or are they actually leaving?
They are actually leaving. I don't think that's going to require a separate role with Capri showing up. I think it's fine. But Capri, there are 2 Solomuses here. I mean, 3 Solomuses here, but one of them's held up at gunpoint, basically. No one's attacking anyone else. And the 4 gyms are leaving. Looks like Holden has the hostage situation under control.
Guess we'll have to leave him behind.
Because he's holding them hostage.
Can I just, follow his lead and get my... What is it? Don't I have a sword?
Beam saber? Yeah.
My beam saber? Can I just, hold my beam saber at one of the other Salamis and be like, don't try anything?
Sure, yeah. You boost over a bit to one of the other Salamises that maybe you noticed a turret was moving slightly on.
Nervously.
You just hold the unactivated beam saber, the output part of it, directly up to the glass of the bridge.
Jesus.
They could feel the heat radiating from the glass.
Do you want to say anything? I don't know if you necessarily have to say anything. The motion speaks for itself, I would say, but you can say something if you would like to threaten them specifically.
I don't know. It's kind of badass to not say anything.
I just boost over, point my beam saber, and I just kind of grin. I look at Holden and I nod, and then I'm like, yep.
My gym nods back.
All right, who are you passing your turn to?
What's Zach doing?
All right, is anyone handling these two Salamises that are open right now?
On the line in front of you, no.
Okay. All right, Dak, let's take care of these last two gyms. Then we'll head for the Salamises. You get the guy on the left.
All right, I'll try.
All right. So I'm going to sneak through the chaos of the three gyms that have no main camera now.
Yeah.
And try to, like, surprise the one on the right.
All right, so you're moving into Team A, which would be, like, behind you guys kind of still. Yeah, okay.
Right. So I want to sneak in through the crowd, pop out with my beam sabers, and decapitate the guy on the right.
Gotcha. All right. For sneaking, we're doing poise.
Okay.
We're doing maneuver, and we're doing reactor.
Shit, yeah.
All right. Yeah. No.
That's nine successes. Yeah.
Damn.
I would say you mostly disable him doing kind of a cross slash. You cut across one arm to the head, making it lose its left arm and its main camera.
Cool.
Let me see how Londak.
Can I use my reaction?
Yes. Give me one moment. Let me see how Londak does. Badly.
Oof.
Go ahead.
Actually, no, because we've still got the two Salamises. Yeah, actually, yeah. Can I use my reaction to try and get underneath one of the Salamises?
One of the back ones, sure, but not one of the front two because you're on the opposite side of the ship now. Team A Team B were behind you, remember?
That's right, that's right.
To go and do melee to them, you had to move back. The two picket ships in front of you are still there.
Okay, so that's the two I'm referring to, the picket ships.
Yeah, we're calling them the picket line Salamises because that's kind of what they're doing.
Okay, so with that strike that I used to decapitate and disarm that one gym, I want to be going in a downward motion with that strike, so I kind of just continue in that motion and do like a U shape to go underneath one of the Salamises.
To attack it or what?
To attack its main engine.
Gotcha. All right. You're going to eat your other two actions to do that. All right. So you want a reaction? Okay. Yeah, that's going to be, again, I would say poise, maneuver, and we're do mobility this time instead of reactor.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah. Jesus
Christ. Dice Maiden really likes that.
That's 10 successes. That's 10 successes right there.
What the fuck?
You turn that attack into a maneuver, getting behind one of the Salamises that are supporting the MS teams, and with your beam saber, cut through its main engine and get a very lucky hit. The main engine starts malfunctioning and exploding. You see the lights across the ship start flickering. It looks like it's probably going to have a meltdown. They're probably going to evacuate the ship before that happens. So this one's out of commission.
See, Dak, just like that. Just do that with the other guy and the other Salamis. You got this, dude.
Yeah.
You're a fucking badass.
He already fucked up trying to kill that guy. What I will try, I will have him roll again to try to kill that guy again with melee.
Yeah.
No, he did just
come on. Dak, I'm not going to lie, your potential is not showing right now, but I believe it is there.
All right, who are you passing your turn off to?
I'm going
to
pass it to Dak. One more time, dude. You got this.
You cannot do that exactly yet. I think Mad Gun's your only option.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to toss it to Mad
or
Gun
then.
Or you
could give it to the enemy.
You could give it to the enemy. Or you could give it to the surprise enemy that's about to show up.
Yeah, hurry up and get the surprise over with. Just throw the turn into the shadows, see what comes out. No, I'm throwing it at Mad Gun.
Okay, Mad Gun, it is your turn. You are still on the front of the St. Sebastian. Now, the only person at the front of the St. Sebastian. There are two Salamises staring down at the front of the St. Sebastian, and one that doesn't have a bridge that's, you know, less intimidating.
And just to reiterate, we're not supposed to kill these people, right?
Captain Tom said avoid it if you could. It didn't sound like it was like an imperative, you know, like you had to.
I didn't listen
to that. So far, Everybody is.
No, technically, fucking Cinco's only killed main cameras.
Yeah, but Wolf destroyed a bridge.
I killed
them. Yes, Wolf has destroyed a bridge.
He killed them.
Those people, yes. People are selectively following the
So everyone on the A team is still alive. They're just incapacitated, right?
They're not even incapacitated. They could still act. It's just without a main camera.
Well, yeah. They're just confused and a little bit fucked up. Yeah.
They will eventually act, but they're just going to be not that useful in a fight.
Adam, how hard would it be to put a 170-millimeter round through one of the bridges?
I mean, it is meant for long range, but it is also meant for atmospheric fighting. But, I mean, I wouldn't... You could do it. You could do it. It's doable. You gonna attack a bridge of one of the two Salamises in front of you that still have a bridge?
How many people would die, Adam?
10 to 20.
Ooh. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
That's
Is
fine.
There any way I can get over calm to tell them, hey, I don't want to do this, but if you don't stop, I'm going to have to do it and you're going to die.
Well, for that kind of stuff, it would be like a request because you don't have contact comms. It would be laser line. So you would page them and they could just not answer you because you're the enemy.
And I try but it you can... anyway.
Go for it.
All right. I want to do that.
Either of them do not respond to you.
Oh, damn it.
All right. Well, so I put a round through one of the bridges since they didn't respond.
Left or right?
I'll let you pick, Adam.
Aw.
We're due left then. For a long shot like this, it'll be keen, firearms, and optics.
I'm going to aim so I get that thing.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to change my keen to a 5.
Cool.
And then my firearms is a 3, which is 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then my optics, which is a 3, is a...
11.
Sorry, I didn't do good in school.
I didn't mean to. I was trying to help.
You did help. I'm failed by 1.
All right. Do you want to use a narrative point? Y'all
do
have
it.
4.
Just one time.
I mean, also, near misses have their benefits, narratively speaking.
Yeah, they do, actually, because it could be like a warning shot. Thank you, Adam.
Oh, yeah, you could attempt communication again with that.
I'm going to do that, Adam. Just to let them know I'm not going to miss next time.
You make a comms request, and this time they answer, at least the one that you shot at. And the captain is like fucking iron gripping. He's in a hard suit, but he's gripping the armrest of his fucking chair. And everyone on the bridge is on the ground.
They get flashbacks from what happened to that neighbor.
So what were you going to say, Mad Gun?
Hey, I don't know you, but I don't want to kill you. And I promise you, I'm not going to miss next time. Stand down.
The captain nods.
You should tell other one to stand down, too.
He nods quicker and then cuts the comms channel.
He nods quicker.
I light up a cigarette in my mobile suit. I still got it.
Oxygen-rich environment. Fuck yeah. All right. Everyone go? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass it to the enemy.
Do you want to pass it to the enemy or the secret enemy?
You know what, Adam? Just to satisfy your curiosity, no. I'm 100% definitely going to give it to the secret enemy.
Fuck yeah. I'm so happy.
You're welcome, Adam.
Lee Bashir pushes a button in his cell that he fashioned out of piss-soaked rags.
It's Tom. Tom just put on a hard suit, and then he grows 50 feet like in length and width, and then he just starts...
The Salamis line in front of you... seems to be preparing to like disengage. It seems like they're not going to continue fighting. They're on mobile suit teams that were kind of lifting off of them, which were going to increase the numbers on the front of the Saint Sebastian by another 2 teams of gems that you would have to deal with. Do not release and stay connected to the Salamises. And they start to peel off as if they're not going to fight you guys. Similarly, the ones that have been chasing after you, that both Capri and Holden have been holding hostage, and that Cinco and Lon Doc have been chewing away at the gem teams for, start to kind of pull back.
Yeah, I'm kicking the headless ones towards the Salamises to give them a little head start.
Oh, the headless ones? Okay.
Yeah, sure. I'm just kicking them towards the Salamises, trying to help them out, you know?
Go on,
it's that way, dumbass. Yeah, go on, get!
All right, so just as everyone begins to retreat, a volley of fire from underneath erupts.
Underneath?
Underneath?
We're in space.
And for the picket line in front of you guys, this means that the Solemnises are hit square on their bottom and are destroyed in a series of shots.
Holy shit,
even the one
dude.
Without a bridge, destroyed suddenly.
Oh, God.
That was not me.
On the good side, the Saint Sebastian is now clear to continue its course without anything in front of it impeding it.
So, like, everyone's dead.
Holden and Capri and Cinco and Dak, you all notice approaching mobile suit IFF readings that you do not recognize.
It's Tynes. Let's bum rush reentry.
Oh, shit. We've got company, guys.
Holden, before you know it, there is a mobile suit in front of you.
Oh.
You recognize it.
What?
It's an obscure mobile suit from the 1 year war, but it looks like it's been modified or it's a different iteration of it. But it is distinctly Zeon.
What color is
Hail
it?
Hydra.
Hail Hydra?
It wields a shield, and in its other arm, it has a lance that seems to be a heat lance. It stabs the heat lance through the bridge.
Through the bridge of...
The one that Holden was holding up.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hey, I was keeping them alive!
You notice that there are a few other of these similar mobile suits, also with heat lances. Three of them, to be exact, also similarly attacking the Solemnises and remaining gems of the Federation. Not attacking you guys.
Oh,
there are mobile suits now, also in this pack, that you recognize. They seem to be modified Gelgoogs, actually. You're more familiar with that model. And finally, Cinco.
Mm-hmm.
As you go to assist one of the headless, cameraless gems, the commander of Squad A, I'm assuming you said something to him, maybe,
yeah.
Perhaps, like, hey, I'm just going to push you back to the thing, you know, before.
I said, go on, get! I hope that guy goes on to live a prosperous life with his family and friends.
You say, go on, get. He grins and bears it. He's like, fine. And you push him off. And as you push him off, a mobile suit, largely colored in brass, passes it, and it explodes.
Brass, huh?
Uh-huh.
Brass? Is it like a monkey-shaped mobile suit by chance?
It is not monkey-shaped. It has two big pauldrons that have two big horns on it. It has a very large shield that you would recognize potentially as a Gelgoog shield, and its beam saber looks like a sword, like a gladius almost.
Oh, boy.
What the fuck? They were fleeing!
It hovers in front of you, along with the rest of you guys also, with these similar Zeon mobile suits hovering around you guys.
What colors do they have?
They're in teal colors.
Teal.
A keen eye would note that several of them have a logo embellished on them. That emblem is of a monkey holding a rose.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
So stupid.
What the fuck?
Oh man, we're gonna die.
Oh,
you had a complaint you were issuing, Cinco, yes?
Yeah.
Were you going to just immediately reach out on comms to this mobile suit that appeared in front of you?
Yeah, I feel like that would be instinctual, just kind of a reflexive thing.
They answer, and you recognize the person on the other side as Rast Marco, Lieutenant Commander from last time you checked. Yeah, he recognizes you. Now, remember, I will stress this just for character. He yeah. told you that if you say you're Lone Star again, he'll kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I kept that in mind. I kept that with me. Yeah.
Consider it a favor from the Brass Knights of Lady Haman.
What's happened to you, Rast? What the fuck is this?
A lot of things happen. Don't pretend you know me.
I used to. It's me, Lone Star. I'm just kidding.
Don't pretend you know me. Go back to your ship.
You have anything to say outside of that?
I'm just thinking.
Okay.
I'm thinking if I should say anything. What should I say in that moment? I don't even know.
You don't have to. We can have like squad chatter come up too.
And y'all can chat amongst yourselves because these are new Zeon mobile suits that should not exist because Zeon doesn't exist anymore, right, everyone? Cough, cough. People who know about Axis, cough, cough.
I'm gonna say like Wolf is gonna like aim around a little bit and then contact the squad. Like,
what is this? What do we do?
Fuck. Let's just keep going. Let's just move on.
Adam, do I recognize Rock Rest?
So if y'all start chattering, I would say yes, you can completely recognize Rastmarco if you want to, through comms chatter, recognize Rastmarco.
Oh, fuck. I'm assuming I know he would have gained ranks with Zeon. He stayed and I didn't.
Yep.
All of you, go back to your ships now. I already talked to your commander. We're have parlay.
I think we should just go back to our ships, guys.
Who is that?
It's Rastmarco. He's a friend of mine. Well, before I got kicked out of Zeon.
What a weird place to have a friend.
I mean, he's acting a little high and mighty, but you know, war changes people.
Is everyone going back to their ship?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I still have my rifle pointed at them, though. Like, I go backwards.
Y'all all begin going back to your ship, being very cautious and aware. And as y'all start going back to your ship, a very panicked Captain Tom reaches out to all of you over comms.
Yeah, guys, everyone head back to ship. There's been developments.
Don't say.
Yeah, we caught that.
Don't do anything rash. Keep cool heads. It'll be fine. We're going along as planned.
And as y'all begin re-entering the hangar of the Saint Sebastian, you see a large teal ship pull up from underneath you alongside the Saint Sebastian.
I don't like any of this.
Fuck.
The enemy mobile suits that have just appeared are going to be entering it. You guys arrive back into the hangars and disembark. All, you know, probably fairly confused and, you know, hot-headed at the moment, given with how things have happened. But the Saint Sebastian stays on its course, blistering toward the Earth re-entry, with this unknown Zeon ship, or what appears to be an unknown Zeon ship, floating next to it. Captain Tom meets you all at the hangar. He looks quite nervous. All right, I'm sure you guys have a lot of questions. But don't worry. They are apparently allies, or so they say, in the fight against the Titans. But, well, they requested to meet, and, I don't know if we have much of a choice if we don't want to be slowed down even more than we already have.
I don't think being slowed down is the danger here.
Look, I know, but we were in a pickle, and it was only going to get worse.
Some good allies we got here.
Look, just, we'll meet with them, we'll see what they want, and we'll go on our merry little way and do this mission that I've been trying to get done for the last 2 weeks. That sound good?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The hangar doors shut, and you all await your meeting with the Brass Knights of Axis and their commander, Lieutenant Commander Rastmarco.
Dead Set Medium.